When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Sealed Horror, Room 428, and the Ohio University Demon. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of intellectual pursuit, a sprawling campus steeped in history and academic ambition. We are heading to Ohio University, nestled in the rolling hills of Athens, Ohio. While known for its picturesque setting and vibrant student life, Ohio University holds a darker, more unsettling reputation. It is widely considered one of the most haunted campuses in America, its very foundations built upon ancient Native American burial grounds, and its shadows intertwined with the chilling legacy of a former asylum. But amidst this pervasive supernatural atmosphere, one particular location stands out, a focal point of terrifying legend. Room 428 of Wilson Hall. Wilson Hall is a formidable brick dormitory, a familiar sight to generations of Ohio University students. It houses countless young minds, dreaming of futures and navigating the complexities of college life. But for decades, Room 428 within its walls was anything but ordinary. It was a place of profound terror, allegedly plagued by an entity so violent, so malevolent, that it forced an unprecedented response from the very institution itself. The haunting of Room 428 began subtly, as is often the case with such insidious evils. Students who occupied the room over the years would report strange occurrences, inexplicable cold spots, even in warm weather. Disembodied whispers, often just at the edge of hearing, the unsettling sensation of being watched by unseen eyes. These were dismissed as typical dorm quirks, the product of late-night study sessions, or perhaps the creaks and groans of an old building. But the activity would inevitably escalate, stripping away any pretense of normalcy. The phenomena quickly intensified, transforming into aggressive poltergeist activity. Objects in the room would inexplicably move, seemingly nudged or thrown by unseen forces. Desk chairs would slide across the floor. Books would fly from shelves, crashing to the ground. The very air in the room would become heavy, oppressive, thick with a palpable sense of dread. Electrical disturbances were common. Lights would flicker wildly, appliances would malfunction, and radios would suddenly burst to life with static or unsettling sounds, only to die down just as quickly. A pervasive, sickening stench, often described as sulfur or decay, would frequently fill the room, vanishing moments later, adding a sensory layer to the terror. The violence of the entity grew with each passing year. It was no longer content with mere disturbances. It began to actively destroy property. Students would return to find their belongings thrown about, shattered, or inexplicably smashed. The entity seemed to have a particular penchant for chaos, turning the mundane contents of a dorm room into instruments of fear. But the most terrifying manifestations were the direct encounters with the unseen force and the glimpse of its chilling form. Witnesses, including students, resident assistants, RAs, and even brave university staff members who dared to enter, reported terrifying sightings of a floating, shadowy man. This wasn't a solid apparition, but a dark, amorphous silhouette, often seen hovering or gliding silently through the room. It was unmistakably malevolent, its presence radiating an intense cold and a profound sense of evil. Students would wake in the dead of night to see this chilling figure hovering above their beds or standing silently in a corner, its form a blot against the dim light, its very presence a silent scream. The entity's fury escalated to physical attacks on the occupants. Students reported being violently shoved, pushed, or even slapped by unseen hands. Some claimed to have been scratched, waking with inexplicable welts and bruises on their skin. The malevolence was palpable, the intent clearly to terrorize and inflict harm. The psychological toll on the students who dared to inhabit Room 428 was immense. They suffered from chronic sleep deprivation, profound anxiety, and a deep, paralyzing fear that lingered even outside the room. Many occupants would simply flee, abandoning their belongings, unable to endure another night of terror. The persistent and increasingly violent nature of the haunting led to a grim conclusion among those who witnessed it. This was no mere residual haunting, no confused spirit. This was a powerful, truly violent demonic presence, a malevolent entity that sought to inflict profound suffering. It was a force of pure evil, actively tormenting the living, making its presence known through physical attacks and an aura of intense dread. Its intelligence was undeniable, its malice unmistakable. The constant complaints, the student transfers, and the sheer terror emanating from Room 428 eventually forced the hand of Ohio University officials. In an unprecedented move, acknowledging a phenomenon they could not explain or control, the university made a decision that lent chilling credence to the paranormal claims. Room 428 was permanently sealed. Its door was locked, its use officially discontinued, effectively removing it from the roster of habitable rooms. It stands today, a silent, locked testament to an enduring mystery, a room whose darkness was too profound to contain. The legend of Room 428 is further compounded by a chilling piece of local lore tied to the university's supernatural reputation. Athens, Ohio, is said to be situated on a pentagram formed by five cemeteries that surround the town. And according to this disturbing theory, Wilson Hall, the very dormitory containing the infamous Room 428, is located at the center, or a crucial point, of this dark, occult symbol, making it a powerful focal point for malevolent energy, a natural magnet for spiritual forces beyond human comprehension. This theory, whether true or not, adds a sinister layer of occult mystery to the already terrifying narrative of the demon in Room 428. The legacy of Room 428 continues to haunt the campus of Ohio University, a potent urban legend whispered among students and a fascinating enigma for paranormal investigators. For skeptics, the incidents might be attributed to mass hysteria, psychological suggestion, or the simple stresses of dorm life in a supposedly haunted environment. But for those who believe, and for the students who suffered within its walls, Room 428 stands as a terrifying reminder that some evils are not content to merely whisper. They rage, they destroy, and they make their presence known through violent acts that defy the very laws of our world. The permanent sealing of the room serves as a chilling, official acknowledgement that some nightmares are simply too real to be allowed to continue. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.